You're listening to the Isaka Podcast. In this Knowledge Series podcast, we're speaking with Robert Davis, author of the Isaka Journal Volume 2 article, Applying a Technological Integration Decision Framework to Innovation Governance. In this podcast, we discuss the role of innovation in an enterprise and the importance of innovation governance. So to begin, Robert, can you tell us a little bit about innovation and how it may benefit an enterprise?
Creativity is the competence that gives a person the ability to make connections between unrelated items that generate innovation, whereby innovation is the process of transforming an idea or concept into a functional and commercial value proposition reflecting creative opportunity. Moreover, innovation is an inclusive process of interrelated sub-processes. Innovation includes the creation of an idea or concept and subsequent implementation of the idea or concept as a perceived new product, process, service, or strategy that induces change. Innovation can be radical or incremental. Incremental innovation exploits the existing technology or forms. Radical innovation is new to the world and different from existing technology or techniques. Continually developing innovations could aid an enterprise in sustaining or acquiring a competitive advantage through cost reduction or item differentiation.
Why might enterprises need an innovation framework to support organizational innovation governance?
Organizational innovation governance represents a combined people, processes, and technologies deployed by the organization's highest level oversight committee and executive management to direct, manage, and monitor creativity toward objectives achievement. Effective innovation governance necessitates supporting an innovation management fiduciary relationship and stakeholders. Properly framed, innovation governance supports stakeholder expectations regarding management's fiduciary responsibility. Reflective of shared information and communication requirements that sustain employee accountability consistency, governance usually occurs at different organizational strata. Approaches to innovation might not be sufficient unless management conveys the building blocks of the applied governance within the enterprise's organizational structure at each stratification level. Therefore, management may need to govern innovation through an innovation framework or risk expectation misinterpretations that may impact financial stability, customer loyalty, and/or employee morale. Innovation frameworks address defining and providing insight contextually related to innovation governance. Innovation frameworks can capture skewed model distribution. Innovation frameworks can also serve as a tool for manager leaders to build effective innovation governance programs. Management typically needs a governance framework that enables organizational alignment, judicious resource allotment, adaptive risk assessment, acceptable value delivery, and accurate performance measurement to address business environment innovation issues.
What is the role of knowledge sharing when it comes to innovation, and how can knowledge sharing be balanced with governance mechanisms?
Good question. Creativity and knowledge sharing are relevant to innovation and competitive advantage. Nevertheless, knowledge sharing is vital for enhancing the innovation capability for organizations. The level of knowledge sharing is a determinant of the structure and governance mechanisms that evolve. Through appropriate governance mechanisms, knowledge sharing can positively affect innovation performance. Business leaders who seek to manage innovation must ensure that personal repositories of knowledge are accessible and available for collaborative efforts, considering the risk that knowledge leakage will negatively moderate the innovation performance relationship.
Can you tell us a little bit about innovation sustainability, and can you tell us a little bit about the National Cash Register Corporation that you mentioned in your article?
Sustaining innovations furnish enhanced caliber or extra functionality. Categorically, sustaining innovations can be incremental gains, while others can be substantial service or product improvement. Furthermore, disruptive innovations do not meet existing customer needs through available products or services. Investments in sustaining innovations empower organizations to attend to challenging cases with the most advanced treatment as well as technology. Innovation sustainability strategy is a multifaceted plan providing multiple benefits to the firm. Based on this definition, innovation sustainability strategy elements include setting direction, improving operational performance, enhancing value chain performance, and relating to stakeholders. Innovation sustainability can affect the firm's resource allocation, including capital, budgeting, supply chain, the pursuit of new markets, operations, as well as research and development. Aligning the company's sustainability and business strategies, as well as aligning the company's management system and business environment performance strategies, are critical to implementing effective innovation processes. Though not a first mover in the integration of manufacturing and services such as marketing, retailing, repair, and financing, National Cash Register Corporation's manager leaders gave funding priority to sustainability research and development programs, creating new products and improving the manufacturing process. National Cash Register Corporation's manager leaders has successfully installed a global environment supply chain management process within the global supply chain management system, employing growth through collaboration. As in particular, National Cash Register Corporation's Computer Engineering Technology Center team was accountable for collecting, collaborating, and ensuring supply regarding environmental specifications. The Computer Engineering Technology Center group engaged in qualifying supplier methods and submitting relevant information to a centralized supply chain database for dissemination to purchasing functions within the firm's various divisions. Lastly, the Computer Engineering Technology Center team developed acquisition requirements and prepared supplier risk critiques.
What steps should be taken when setting a platform strategy?
A few necessary steps can assist manager leaders in setting platform strategy. First, manager leaders should decide whether to use an existing multi-sided platform, build their platform, or do both. If the manager leaders conclude that a third-party multi-sided platform can benefit the business, the manager leaders must determine how many of the firms should join. Once manager leaders know which multi-sided platforms are appropriate for the enterprise, selection or rejection of features or services to enable sustaining a competitive advantage.
So your article says that businesses can address disruptive IT from three abstraction levels. What are those abstraction levels?
Business formations can address disruptive information technologies from the abstraction levels of defender, prospector, or analyzer. With the defender strategy, firms pursue narrow product market domains, rarely make adjustments in their operation of technology, structure, or method, and devote primary attention to enhancing efficiency. Contrastingly, prospectors are change and uncertainty creators and require their competitors to respond, almost continuously seek market opportunities, and possess flexible technology. On the other hand, analyzers function in two types of market or product domains, one stable and the other morphing. The analyzers behave like defenders in stable areas and like prospectors in morphing areas.
Your article says that most enterprise-centric solutions will not produce desired results and that a holistic approach is necessary. Why is this the case?
Enterprise innovations can refer to any product or service aspect that a focal audience evaluates as novel and assists in achieving management's goals. Under this definition, strategic innovation hallmarks are an adaptive organizational structure and culture. Evidentially, research suggested organizational designs that deploy connectivity, redundancy, and self-organization principles facilitate innovation. Moreover, adaptive organizational cultures reflect posturing as a learning organization enabling innovation. Given structural altering often necessitates cultural changes, the learning organization can promote innovation if management is attentive to such attributes as trust, experimentation, flexibility, employee participation, and teamwork. As a case in point, how well an enterprise manages system changes is proportional to the successful delivery of adopted strategic objectives. Wherefore, effective program marketing impacted audiences ensures internal and external parties understand innovation expectations. Specifically, crucial to successful structures and communications amongst all parties based on constructive relationships, common language utilization, and shared commitment to resolving innovation-related issues. Innovation pursuit communication should focus on results identified as critical outcomes. Thus, when establishing an innovation program, a formal communications network with purpose clarity and policy distinctiveness is recommended for parties external to the work unit as well. Systematically determining and disseminating management's objectives and goals are considered fundamental to good business practice.
And finally, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd like to present something concerning innovation adaptation. Innovation adaptation is the extent in which the organizations can adjust to changes rapidly. For a global supply chain, change management processes should facilitate adaptive responses to current or future circumstances, allowing value delivery when the product or service mix modification occurs due to innovation. Regarding this matter, one or more diagnostic tools for performing linkage analysis aids in visualizing change processes to overcome barriers to organizational improvement. In providing visibility, an examination of the flows related to location, specificity, date, integrity, authenticity, and productivity are required to assist in enabling integration, collaboration, and coordination for organizational improvement, whereby potential linkage analysis tools allowing visibility are benchmarking, mapping, and means-ends approaches. The application of linkage analysis provisions requires understanding the impact of visibility, priorities, symptoms, as well as conceiving practical solutions. As a particular, clarifying what clarity represents or absence thereof is a means for enabling managers to understand the change process better, as well as suggesting how management share and confirm critical priority areas. Moreover, identifying change symptoms indicating the lack of visibility, as well as the causes of these symptoms to enable effective and efficient supply chain innovation programs are significant. Deriving practical solutions from changing process issues and evaluating criticality and feasibility are essential. Nevertheless, best practices and what-if approaches are tool selection considerations in applying linkage analysis, solving problems in a traditionally organized company wishing to promote innovation and become customer-focused.
Thanks, Robert. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But if you're interested in learning more, read Robert's Isoka Journal Volume 2 article, Applying a Technological Integration Decision Framework to Innovation Governance.